Foley. Thursday morning and further Foley fill-ins for your Thursday. Hi, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray Foley in, fill-in for another couple of days, and it's arrived. The 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Happy Star Wars Day to you, wherever you are. Be it in a galaxy far, far away, or listening in the car on the way to work. I'd say it's probably more, probably the second one. Texts or WhatsApps for your Thursday morning. Let's be having you. 0874-100-102. And we like your voice notes as well, please. 0874-100-102. On the way this hour, Dermot Kennedy and Miley Cyrus. And we begin with Little Mix and Galantis. Good morning. Playing the music. Miley Cyrus and Flowers, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Bonjour, welcome to Thursday. It's Ray Foley on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, and Thursday the 4th of May, or May the 4th. All right, that's enough. Happy Star Wars Day. Who shot first? Also for the 4th of May, birthdays, baby birthdays today, actually. We have on this day in 2020, so 3 years old today, happy birthday to Elon Musk. And Grimes' baby. Do you remember the funny naming convention that they went for? It was X and the A and the E stuck together and the A-12. Here's Elon Musk on Joe Rogan's podcast explaining how to pronounce the child's name.
I mean, it's just X, the letter X. And then the A-E is like pronounced Ash. yeah. And then A-12 is my contribution.
Oh, why A-12?
Archangel 12, the precursor to the SR-71. Coolest plane ever.
So that's X-A-12, which is going to make for a pretty sticky happy birthday to you song before blowing out the candles. There's a baker somewhere rolling their eyes as they're putting that on a cake. As they're putting it on the cake this morning. And another baby birthday in 2019. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, gave birth to her and Prince Harry's first child, Archie. And just to be clear, that's pronounced Archie. Good to know. This is Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me on Today FM. Jonas Brothers 3 and What a Man Gonna Do. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Or rather, good morning. It's Ray Foley off for Ian Dempsey. I need to run out and grab something and then I need to run back in. And I'd only 15 seconds to go. But I'm fine.
Oh no. Cardio at 620 odd is a big ask.
That was stressful. For all of us.
My lungs are burning.
Do you have tightness in your chest, Rick?
No, it's the feeling, you know, the feeling of the air being cold going into your lungs. Yeah. That feeling of like, oh God, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Today FM, playing the music you love. That's the Jonas Brothers. It's 24 minutes past 6. Good day. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Morning.
And Sean O'Reilly, the best of us.
Hello.
The loveliest.
Good
the sweetest,
morning.
The nicest person we know.
That's me.
That's not hard, though. That won't be difficult. We work in radio, after all. So, for the entire link, I'm going to be talking like this now.
I would say, Shauna, you must get people saying to you all the time, you're almost too nice for your own good. Have you heard that?
Shauna, you're too nice for your
I
own good.
I am too nice for... You know me. I am a very nice person.
She's just gagging to praise herself every morning.
You know what? A very nice person wouldn't actually be saying that. Wouldn't be talking like that all the time. Good day. Welcome on in. Yesterday, we were talking about my youngest child, when he's going to bed at night, I play him a music video.
Oh, yeah.
And we've now watched all of the OK Go music videos. And I was looking for your suggestions for music videos that we could watch together that are... Guys, I'm really...
Breathe, right, breathe.
Music videos that are really good, that are worth watching together. And someone suggested... So we're watching one a night. So I've got loads now. I've got a great bank. We've got like Jamiroquai I need to watch, Daft Punk. What was the one I had Take On Me?
Yeah.
And The Verve. We watched The Verve last night. Bittersweet Symphony. This is where Richard Ashcroft is walking along the street. It's actually, I'd forgotten, he's quite rude. He walks
very
in.
Very rude.
I didn't remember that. I thought he walked along the street and a lot of stuff happened around him. But it's mostly him just walking into people. jumping over the bonnet of someone's car, smashing into a girl, knocking her over, and just getting into arguments.
Yeah, well, now the car is unforgivable. That's his move.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people aren't looking where they're going, and they're also bumping into him.
Yeah.
Now, he is looking where he's going, so he is seeing them coming towards him.
Anyway, we watched it. Andrew, my 8-year-old, he's 8 or 9. He's a child. He told us what he thought of the video in the end. This is us last night. And by the way, you can hear it in my voice. Daddy just wants to go to bed. Daddy doesn't understand how he and Dempsey does it. Have a listen.
So we just watched The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. What did you think?
It was kind of good.
What was wrong with it?
It was just plain walking.
Out of 10, what would we give it?
A 7.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Andrew's final review.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Roger Sanchez and Another Chance. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Thursday morning, just about 6:30. Good day. Good morning. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. And text this morning, 0874-100-102. That's the thing about modern kids, says Debbie. They need a lot of stimulation. So a video of a skinny man walking down the street isn't going to light his fire, from Debbie. That's a fair point, actually. He's much more into the Roblox than the Minecraft. See, a skinny man in an ill-fitting leather jacket, it has to be said. And he could do with a hair wash as well, Ashcroft. Cheers, Debbie. And morning, Ray, JP and Shauna. Come here. Isn't this the second time this year that Ian O and Matt Cooper are off on holidays at the same time? Is Matt off at the same... Is Matt off?
He must be, yeah.
Oh, hang on. Matt was off yesterday. I think Matt's just taken the one day off. People will talk, though. Tongues will wag. Are they off in Magaluf on a cheap package holiday together, drinking bright-coloured stuff from buckets and hitting the Irish bars?
Killian.
Lads. That's the thing with Matt and Ian when they go away together.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's like the beginning of Chelsea Dagger. They're like... All right, weather-wise for... Sorry, it is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure is, yeah.
Sunny spells over the northern half of the country.
It could be as high as 0.5%. And workers at a care home in England arranged for a 92-year-old resident to go see a strip show. Betty Richardson had originally suggested the outing to go see a Dream Boys performance as part of a wishing tree idea at the nursing home in Hampshire. Her carers even arranged for her to meet the lads afterwards, and there's a photo on page 25 of today's Irish Daily Mirror if you're interested in seeing how she got on. We'll have more news at 7.
Hang on, what page? 25?
25.
The Mirror.
Yes.
Okay.
Please bear with.
It's so odd, it looks almost like it's photoshopped, because she's sitting there all in her lovely outfit and they're like, have no tops on.
Like one of these AI generators, sort of old lady with stripping men. Hang on one second, page 25. That's a tiny photo.
Yeah.
Come on, there's no joy in this. Come on. This is, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 naked...
Scantily clad
gentlemen, mm-hmm. Rippling muscles,
lovely,
oiled up,
right.
And Betty's in the middle. It says Dream Betty with the boys in the mirror.
Right.
You can check that out for yourself.
Today FM. That's the sport. More in 30 minutes.
Philip, thank you very much indeed. Good morning. This is the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show at 6:34 a.m. Let's do. Give me some more at 6:34.
Okay.
Would you usually do A to Z at 6:33? But I'm a little bit late. I've got three songs for you. Actually, hang on. We just pick a letter first, don't we? Okay. So let's spin the wheel.
Okay. Spinning
the wheel. We're looking.
Are you
looking for a vowel or a consonant this morning?
I don't know. Vowel.
Consonant.
Oh, Shauna got it. It's a consonant and it's an L.
Ooh.
It's L this morning for love.
Lovely.
The first word of the title of the following songs is love. Like the feeling and love it when you call.
I love it when you call. I love it when you call.
It's a great old song. Sophie Ellis Bextor's other half.
Yes.
Bianc and Love on Top. What song do you want? You pick. And Edison Lighthouse. Love grows where my rosemary goes. So what one do you want this morning? We're looking for your texts or WhatsApps. You choose on your A2Z 0874 100 102. Love it when you call.
I love it when you call. I love it when you call.
Or love on top.
You're the one that gives up all. You're the one I can always call. When I need to make everything stop, finally.
Or love grows. Lads, don't let us down. You choose. Show off your Thursday morning, 0874 100 102. Playing in a couple of minutes for you. Amy Winehouse. Now, this is Today FM.
All I can ever be to you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Good morning, it's 6:41 a.m. Ray Foley on for Ian. And your A2Z again. Well, I give you a top up, actually.
Go on then.
I can do that. A little reminder, a little refresher on your three songs. On your A2Z, the feeling love it when you call.
I love it when you call.
Beyonce, love on top.
You're the one that gives your all.
Or Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows.
Because love grows where my rose berry goes.
Over to you, JP.
Right, all these people wanted to hear the same song. Emma, Sean, Paul, Brian, another Brian, Lorraine, JC, Brendan, Cullum, Katrina, and Rose Rogers, her real name. She also voted for the song that features her name. It's Edison Lighthouse, Love Rose.
Yeah. Rose Rogers. Rosemary.
Yeah.
Is it Rose or Rosemary?
It's Rosemary.
Oh, she's my Rose. This is Today FM.
Hey.
We try and do it live. That'd be amazing.
We'll fail.
Let's go. Right. Good afternoon. Good morning, rather. Megan Training, Mother, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Bum 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 bum. Jonna?
I just.
No, okay, Jonna, I'm not okay, having it. Okay. Mark, I'm going to need you on this as well.
It's a four part harmony.
So I'll go low, will I?
Right. And I'll go a little bit higher. Bum 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 bum. Bum, bum.
You know, there's too many bums on the air. I tell you what, I've
been saying that for years.
There's four bums in the studio right now.
Today FM's travel update with itsforwomen.ie, the car insurance that's driven to protect young drivers.
Mark, you were pretty low in the mix there, I have to
say. Yeah.
In a good sense, you were kind of
holding back a little bit, I think.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, bringing the bums, that's fair enough. Bringing the traffic as well. What's happening this morning?
Looking at Dublin First Ray, Fitzroy Road.
It all happens. Today I'm playing the music you love. Good morning. Welcome to Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. It's Thursday.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for our Kickstarter this morning. It's Niamh Clark in Virginia.
Good morning, Ray.
Niamh, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm actually here with Lucy, my daughter, who's going to do it this morning.
She's doing the Kickstart song. You're handing over to Lucy. Come here, do you like Michael Bublé?
We love Michael Bublé, yeah.
I've got tickets for Michael Bublé. For anyone who's good on the Kickstart this morning, if you pick a good enough song,
wow.
I've got a pair of tickets for Michael Bublé. He's making his return to Ireland with a Hire 2023 tour. For two fully seated shows, the Three Arena on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of May. There is only Irish concerts. Ticketmaster.ie for the last few tickets, and we prepare for you right now. But only if you pick a good song. So how old is Lucy?
Lucy is 8, and she has a very special week this week. She's making her communion on Saturday, so she's very excited.
Mm, very good.
So we're up every morning listening to the Kickstart, and she said she'd always love to do it.
Well,
so
in that case, you better stick her on then. Stick on the boss lady.
Here we go.
Hello,
here
Lucy.
I'll put you on to Lucy.
Right, cool beans. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Lucy. Good morning, madam. How are you today?
Good.
And when are you doing your first, is it your first holy or your confirmation?
My first communion.
Your first communion. Are you excited?
Yeah.
When are you doing it?
Saturday.
This Saturday, oh my God. And how much money do you think you're going to get for your first holy?
Loads of
money. The two great things about the first holy, right, Lucy? And this is something I've always remembered. The two great things about the first holy communion, right, are loads of money.
Okay.
And Jesus.
Yeah.
Those two, you'll get the two of them on Saturday. It's going to be awesome, Lucy. You're picking the Kickstart song for us this morning, are you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, when you tell me, Ray, push that button, I'll push the button, but you can do the chat beforehand, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, away you go, madam, in your own time, and good luck.
Good morning, Ireland. Happy Thursday. I would like to say hello to all my family and friends, and especially those in Miss O'Connor and Miss Fulton second class who are making their first communion on Saturday with Father Dermot in Mahara. Hit that button, Ray.
Yeah! Lucy, you did it, babes. You were awesome. Well done. Thanks for coming on. Bye.
Bye, thanks.
All right, no bother, boy.
Do I have those tickets? Guys, have a lovely day. She didn't want a bar of us. Once she'd done the intro of the song, she was like, "Here, ma'am, you deal with that now. Just start out me Buble tickets. I have to get ready for my first holy." And good luck if you're doing the first holy over the next few days. I know there's a lot of it going on at the moment. Pink! Get the party started. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Morning.
And Sean O'Reilly.
Hello.
Hello indeed. Let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers. It's Star Wars Day, 4th of May. You would think that it would have made one of the papers. Not anywhere.
No.
There is a spacer on the front page, on a lot of the front pages. It's Donald Trump for his visits. He's there photographed on the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Huge, huge, huge. China. Huge. He's saying that his Doomsday golf course... He's there with he's one of the sons. Is it Eric is with him? Yeah. A warm welcome. Former US President Donald Trump greets members of staff. And he arrives at Doonbeg in County Clare for a 24-hour visit. He's gone already. Supermarket price war on food staples to intensify. We heard this in the news at 7 o'clock. Consumers are set to see the price of grocery staples like milk and butter fall further as big retailers continue their price war. The Star has, I can't believe it's just butter. Shops cut dairy prices, but bills still rising. And a block of butter on the front of the paper this morning. Hair today, gone tomorrow. Photograph of Donald Trump and Trump Jr., also photographed, and it's not Trump Jr., it's Eric. Eric, of course.
Yeah.
A photograph of Shane McGowan, and it's Bruce Springsteen meeting Shane McGowan. Can I just say, Bruce Springsteen looks sensational.
Well, people have been saying that about Bruce Springsteen for about 30 years now.
How old is Bruce Springsteen?
He's 73.
73?
I think.
He's the same age as Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine.
They're on the same regime as well.
If you put the two of them next to each other, they could be brothers. They could be twins, separated at birth. The Irish Times says Trump and his floppy hair. Trump says Ireland lured US companies on the Irish Times. The Irish Sun has drone strikes on Putin. A taste of his drone medicine as strikes there. I'm guessing this is connected with the war in Ukraine. Irish Daily Mail is the same thing. Who tried to kill Putin? And 9 out of 10 nurses say they feel burnt out. That's not going to be a surprise for anyone working in the healthcare sector. That's on the Irish Daily Mail this morning. And the Irish Daily Mirror, Trump's stormy damage. Donald Trump flew into Ireland last night and wasted no time in setting about saving his golf course from storms. And that story as well of the lady with the... She was in a nursing home or residential care. A strip of a lifetime for Zesty Betty, age 92. A dream came true for her. 92 years young, Betty Richardson, after her carers fixed her up with a special treat to see a troop of male strippers. And she's photographed there with all the boys. Do you know what? In fairness, Betty's grinning from ear to ear in this photograph.
Loving it, yeah.
She's delighted with herself. Happy birthday to Betty. Niall Horan in heaven. This is Today FM. Gift from next. Strange love. Niall Horan in heaven. Today FM. Play the music you love. It's 7:15 for your Thursday morning. It's the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Nanu, nanu. In yesterday's Gift Grub, Frank Graney joined the last words to give Matt Cooper the details on the very latest case before the courts. Have a listen.
The last word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.
Right, let's go over to our courts correspondent again, Frank Greeny. Good evening, Frank.
Yes, good evening, Matt.
This is a most peculiar and disturbing case, Frank.
That's right, Matt. This concerns the activities of a man who has been pursued all over the world
and who is known to be coming to Ireland, rumoured rather, to carry out his activities towards the end of this week.
And what is he charged with, Frank?
Matt, the man has a huge following throughout the world. Millions of devoted acolytes are summoned at his behest, where they are asked to then part with large amounts of their hard-earned cash just for the privilege of seeing this man.
Yeah, we've heard about this thing before. It's like a cult, isn't that right?
That's right, Matt. It is a cult of some sort. The man who is the leader of the cult has a peculiar hold on his followers.
What kind of followers?
Well, many of them, Matt, are made up of an older age group,
right,
a cohort. Many of them are well-to-do.
Right.
And many of them are well-off, Matt.
Yes.
And would do practically anything to turn up and see their man do his thing.
Are we at liberty to name the suspect, Frank?
Yes, Matt, the suspect is known worldwide to his millions of followers simply as The Boss.
The Boss?
Real name, Bruce Frederick Joseph Springsteen.
Do we know anything about him?
Yes, Matt, we know from his many appearances he likes to tell people that he was born in the USA.
Anything else?
He says he got a job working construction for the Johnstown Company.
Right.
He then says, then I got Mary pregnant, and she was just 17.
Right. And what does he do at these appearances, Frank Greeny, please?
Well, Matt, this is where things get more graphic, and people might want to turn their radios down.
They will in their arse, Greeny. Get on with it. Do it. Matt. Spit it out.
Matt.
Spit it out, Greeny, or you'll be reading traffic.
Well, Matt, as I said, literally thousands of people pay large amounts of money to see The Boss.
How much do they pay?
Well, some people are paying hundreds of euro to get a good glimpse of him at the RDS this weekend.
Jesus.
They're then placed under a kind of a spell, where the boss proceeds to shout, scream and chant at them for up to 4 hours at a time.
4 hours?
Yes, Matt, the onslaught is simply relentless. Oh. Even more worryingly, he then incites this large crowd to chant words which today were read out to the court. We go down to the river,
oh,
and into the river we dive. Oh, down, down to the river, you and I.
It's a cult, it's a cult. His poor victims must be exhausted.
On the contrary, Matt, people seem to be left in a state of ecstasy when they attend The Boss.
Ah.
With some people seen holding their hands into the air, screaming, more, more, more.
Right, but this must lead to long-term effects, surely, Frank Greeny.
Yes, Matt. One witness appeared today in court to give a victim impact statement.
Right.
The man was named as Mr. Enda Boom Boom Kenny from Castlebar.
And what did this Boom Boom have to say?
He said he had been to The Boss over 30 times, Matt.
Oh, Jesus.
And after ending up in a vegetative state of ecstasy...
Yes?
He...
Say it! Say it!
He ends up playing an imaginary guitar.
Oh, the poor man. What did the judge say?
Matt, the judge said, and I quote...
Right.
I have never been more serious about any case in my lifetime.
Go on.
He then paused before lifting his eyes and saying,
yes?
If anybody has a ticket going for Friday at the RDS, see me at Chambers afterwards.
The boss got to him.
Well?
The boss got to him. This country has gone to hell. We'll have Dr. Brian Higgins on hemorrhoids next.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here. Today FM. The
Ian Dempsey Breakfast. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. This is Today FM. It's 28 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Sean is there as well.
Hiya. Oh,
there he is. There's a shy. She comes. Look out, here she comes. She's heavy breathing.
I'm sorry.
She's a big snorer as well, apparently.
Is she, yeah?
Poor Chris.
Oh, the poor man. Like a train. Was I doing that without realising?
No.
Yeah, I was.
Finn, I am your mother.
No! Star Wars Disney. May the 4th be with you. So it's the 4th of May. And of course, every radio station, every radio show in the world today is obligated to go, Happy Star Wars Day! Best thing about Star Wars?
The music.
Okay, number one is the music. Number two, Andor.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, the Andor. Number two is the Ewoks, probably. I'd love an Ewok. Oh, I've said this. I've said it before. What I'd love for a pet, I'd love a goat.
Right.
I'd love a raccoon.
Yeah.
Or one of those red pandas. One or the other.
Yeah.
A raccoon, like a well-trained raccoon or a red panda. Or an Ewok. I couldn't have all three, but I'd love one of them.
Now, Ewoks are weapons trained, Ray.
That'd be brilliant. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Even better.
my own personal security Ewok. I wonder would they worship me in the same way that they worshipped C-3PO? Yeah, the bronze droid in the third film. And is there a Star Wars? There's a jazzy version of that somewhere, isn't there? Don't I have a version? You don't mind waiting?
No, we'll hold the line, right? It's fine.
Star Wars theme, Star Wars, Star Wars. I have it somewhere. Hang on, what's that over there?
Let's begin now.
I've got so many little Star Wars bits.
There'll be no one to stop us this time.
Just random Star Wars noise. Yeah. Oh, the cheesy Star Wars. Here it is. Hang on, here we go.
Oh, lovely. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
That's spooky.
I think Bill Murray did a cheesy Star Wars singing in the cantina on Saturday Night Live. This is years ago. This is so funky, guys. Here we go. Come on.
It's Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
Everybody.
Nothing but stars.
Today FM's
Pharrell Williams and Happy. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good morning. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. 7:39 is the time. It's Thursday and it's the 4th of May. The 4th of May be with you. Sorry, May the 4th be with you and also with you. Ready, John Paul?
Yeah. Here we go.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Nothing but stars, stars. Stars, stars. They're Star Wars. Nothing.
All right, that'll do it. Annoying people now.
It's beautiful to witness this. I have to say,
isn't
I feel privileged.
It's live
to
music.
See
it's live music.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's audio and it's visual.
Kind of romantic as well.
Great to have a bit of live music in the studio again. Yeah. It's very nice. Does Ian do any singing?
After the lockdown.
Not much. Yeah. Not as good as that.
It's great to be out again singing in the studio. It really is.
Post lockdown, it's great. It's live music. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, Ian and Mario, they do a lot of the old Star Wars, don't they?
But not as beautiful as what I just witnessed. Yeah.
That's fair enough, I suppose. That's fair.
That was special.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah. Talent, guys.
Are we doing waffle?
We'd better, yeah.
So we've been doing it all morning, for the love of God. Who's this?
Dawn.
Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Live from Wexford Town this morning. It's Dawn on the line. How are you today? How's Wexford looking in the sunshine as the sun is rising on this Thursday morning?
No, I'm afraid not. It's a little bit grey, but it's feeling good.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Who have you got there with you?
I have my partner Brian and our two kids, Leo Byrne, who's 8, and Lucy Byrne, who's 3.
Leo and Lucy, 8 and 2 or 3, did you say?
She's 3.
Oh, you have a madhouse then this morning, do you?
Yeah, including myself.
Including yourself, yeah. Is Lucy going to creche?
She is, yeah.
All right, okay, so she's going out this morning as well. What time are you up since?
Lucy's up since 6.
Oh, cool.
And Leo's up since 7.
Right. I thought you were going to say Lucy's up since 6 and all the rest of us are up since 6:01.
Yeah, that's right.
Something along those lines, anyway. What are you doing? Anything nice? Are you up to anything special today or for the weekend?
We've matches. Leo has some matches. Oh, they're going to see Wexford play the hurling Saturday.
All right, okay.
In Croke Park.
Right.
And I'm a hurling match. Football match, then hurling, then football, then hurling.
Oh, Jakers, you've got loads of matches, Leo, then this weekend.
I think I've won that.
You're busy, busy, busy. What position do you play?
Different.
Different ones. You mix them up, yeah. I suppose. I suppose when you're playing so many different matches, you got to mix it up. Otherwise, you get bored, wouldn't you?
What?
Yeah.
You get bored.
Cool beans. Cool beans. Come here, guys. Do you want €1,000?
Yes, please.
Well, here's how it works. I've got a topic written down on the sheet of paper. 5 items related to the topic. Give me the 5 items I have on the sheet, and you win €1,000 this morning. Where's my sheet? Hang on, I have to get the sheet now. Let's cool the jets. Hang on a second.
Can I also ask that you have the dings, Ray?
Oh, yeah.
You do have the dings.
Good. People lost their minds yesterday on text, Don.
There's no dings. I noticed.
There was no dings. It's like, it really doesn't matter if there's dings or not. Just give me the 5 things we've got. We've got a ding there. There we go. Okay. We're already ready to go then. Okay. Alright, it is Thursday morning, the 4th of May 2023, with €1,000 on the line on Waffle this morning.
Today's Waffle topic is
Star Wars ships. Star Wars spaceships.
Millennium Falcon.
Millennium
yes.
Falcon.
He's got it, Brian, yeah.
X-Wing Fighter.
The X-Wing, yeah.
Y-Wing Fighter.
The Y-Wing's not here, no.
Nope. You only have two. Star Wars ships.
Come on, just put Brian on.
No!
Yeah! Come on, Darth Vader's fighter.
Darth Vader's fighter.
You put it around your neck at a wedding.
Tie fighter.
Also, it's also a lovely red chicken curry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Tie fighter. Yeah.
Tie fighter,
you got it.
Oh, come on.
How many did we get then? Hang on, let me go through.
Razor Crest.
Time's up.
Calm down.
Tear the arse out of it. Right, let's go through them. We've got five here. So you've got the Millennium Falcon, or Brian yeah. did. The X-Wing he got, which is the Rebellion ship. The TIE Fighter, that's Darth's personal ship.
His own ship.
I was also looking for Slave One.
Slave One.
Boba Fett's ship.
Boba Fett.
Did you give over? It is. Slave One.
Dancing.
And we've got the Imperial Star Destroyer. That's the triangly one, is it?
Yeah.
All right. 3 out of 5 done. I'm so sorry about JP.
That's okay.
If anyone wants to complain, if you want to send a direct complaint, it's jp@todayfm.com.
I wouldn't mind, but he had a Star Wars ship cake for his 40th.
A ship cake.
A Star Wars style cake for his 40th.
It was a ship cake. That's unbelievable. So there was a good quality cake,
yeah,
but in the Star Wars shape. Right, yeah. Okay. We're not besmirching the reputation of the local bakers in Wexford. Come here. What have we got? Have we got any goodies, Shauna?
Well, I think there's something more, is there?
Is there something more?
There is.
What have we got?
Well, you have the option of going off to Michael Bublé.
Are you joking?
I would never joke about something like this.
Bublé again?
Again, yeah.
Do you want to go to Michael Bublé, Don?
I love him. I absolutely love him.
How would Brian feel about going to Michael Bublé?
Stop.
Brian's
last
like,
time he came with me, he looked fairly distraught. He came with me to keep me happy.
Brian's saying, I'm going to stay home and watch the new Star Wars. And you can go up to Dublin and watch Michael Bublé with one of your pals. Yeah, Bublé, the Hire 2023 tour. He's doing two gigs in Dublin, 13th and 14th of May, in the 3 Arena. Ticket limited tickets now at this stage on Ticketmaster.ie. I've got a pair of them for you this morning. Well, yeah, that's all right, isn't it? I totally forgot about that. Don't have a lovely day. Listen, gang, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Lovely show.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Dacia.
Lady Gaga Poker Face, Today FM, it's 8 minutes to 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, Today FM.
Yeah, showbiz time. Give it up for Shauna, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello.
Shauna.
Hi.
You will go on my first whistle.
Okay.
JP.
Yeah.
You will go on my second whistle. Gladiators in showbiz this morning, Shauna.
Yes. Hopefully, both Bradley and Bernie Walsh are ready and the contenders are ready because they have been confirmed as the hosts of a reboot of Gladiators.
Who's Bernie Walsh? I know Bradley Walsh.
It's his son, his 25-year-old son. So if you watch the show Breaking Dad, they did a kind of a travel show similar to Jack Whitehall.
A lot of singing on the show this morning. I do apologise. Great song. Unbelievable. Are they going to have the theme tune as well? Is that confirmed or what's the story?
Hopefully. There's no word on that now, but there's 11 episodes. Filming is going to start this year. Obviously, it finished up in 2000, but they're bringing it back. And an interesting nugget for you.
I love a nugget.
Mm. Bradley's wife, Bernie's mum, was the head choreographer for the show originally.
Wow.
So Bradley Walsh spent all his time backstage and now he's delighted to be a part of it.
Three, two, one.
seconds to traverse the bridge as many times as possible. 2 points for each success.
Amazing memories.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Dacia. Celebrating 10 years in Ireland.
Good luck to Bradley and Bonzo. What's his name? Bradley and...
Barney.
Bradley and Bertie.
Barney. The two lads. The boys.
Bradley and Bongo. Bradley, Bongo, Bertie, Bonza. They're all of the Walshes are going to be involved. And we wish them well here on Today FM. Stick around. We got Gift Grub coming up next.
Hi, Kate Appleby here. My new...
Today FM. Thursday morning. May the 4th be with you. Actually, there's a refrain. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
The mass is in to go in peace, love and serve the Lord. Loads of love for Gladiators. It's ridiculous. The minute you play a bit of this, Gladiators is coming back. Bradley Walsh and his son are going to present the new show. Jerry texted. He said, if it doesn't have Fash the Bash, it ain't the Gladiators. From Jerry. This is John Fashanu. He was the presenter, wasn't he?
And there was Chris Akabusi as well. And Ulrika.
And Ulrika. Yeah. Ulrika. And Darren texted as well. He said, ah, Gladiators inspired many a fight with my brother poking the heads of each other. Poking, with a P. Mm. Poking the heads off each other with our homemade pugil sticks. A mop and a brush from Darren. Yeah, do you remember those? Like, they were like big cotton buds.
I wanted one of those.
Wouldn't
yeah.
you have loved one yes. to be able to bait your siblings around the head?
Travel update with itsforwomen.ie. The car insurance that's driven to protect young drivers.
Pugil sticks. What a weird name.
Where did they come up with that? That was in the original Gladiators, the actual Roman Gladiators. There was a pugil stick.
A pugil stick?
I assume.
All right, okay.
I don't know.
Cut to me Googling pugil sticks on Amazon during the news. Yeah, we'll get a few pugil sticks for the weekend. Mark, what's happening in traffic this morning?
Beginning in West.
Ever Max, me head and me heart. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. Okay, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock for Thursday. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. JP's in as well.
How are you?
It's early though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is early. How does he do it? Is it drugs? Is that some sort of drugs?
Definitely. Yeah.
Uppers or something? Or
they're all legal.
Upper, what? Oh, it's, drug, a, yeah. it's a prescription. It's a number, it's across the counter, is it?
Sure, yeah.
I've no idea how he does it, that lad. Anyway, Ian's back on Monday. In Gift Grub this morning, big news out of Limerick. See, the rugby, the international rugby experience opened in Limerick this week. Gift Grub was there for an exclusive behind the scenes look.
Ireland's newest rugby museum opened its doors this week in the home of Irish rugby, Limerick. Called the International Rugby Experience, stars from all over the world attended, like Brian O'Driscoll, Brian Habana, Johnny Sexton, and England's Martin Johnson, who all got into a group photo together.
Okay, lads, try to look happy.
Hi, Rod. Yeah, how's it going?
Martin Johnson, can you take 5 steps to your left, please?
No, sorry, I'm not moving, mate. Sorry, can't do it.
Come on, Martin.
No, no, if the Irish want me to get in the photo, they can stand over here with me.
Let it go, Martin.
Okay, lads, say heave.
Heave.
Inside the museum, legendary rugby commentator Michael Corcoran is giving daily guided tours.
Okay, everybody, look around and gaze in majesty and wonder at the statues, memorabilia and waxworks that you can see.
Wow, Dad, that's really cool. That giant Paul O'Connell is really lifelike.
That's because I am alive.
Wow, Paul!
This is the real Paul O'Connell, employed by JP McManus to stand here for 3.5 hours a day. That's his commitment to Munster rugby. I mean, Irish rugby. Sorry, Paul.
This personal appearance is brought to you by Pinergy.
But even JP McManus needs to make a buck or two. Thanks, Paul. In the glass cases behind you on the wall, behold the red underpants worn by Munster's Donegal Callaghan.
Oh, they're still stained and all.
Yeah.
Behind the second case, the teeth of Munster's Peter Clawsey, retrieved by Munster paleontologists down through the years.
Look at those teeth.
And finally, a rag marked with the tears of Munster's John Hayes, said to be from Croke Park 2007.
Wow.
Excuse me, sorry, Chief.
Yes, question from the man with the foreign accent.
This is all great, Muck Savage, Munster stuff, grand for an hors d'oeuvre and stuff, but when's the main course coming, Kemosabe?
What are you talking about?
Obs, Leinster, like.
We don't use that word up here. Shh, if you want that kind of stuff, it's downstairs in the basement. -6 in the lift.
Cheers, Padre.
Right. Over here, a screenshot of Simon Zeebo's Spotify playlist.
Ooh.
Downstairs, in a much smaller area, commentator Ryle Nugent is giving a guided tour reflecting the rest of Irish rugby.
We go round the corner, and who is it? It must be. It has to be. It is Rory Best.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to this museum.
Incredible stuff from Rory Best.
Thank you.
Can we do any better? Oh, yes, we can. This is magical. It is. It's Tommy Bowles.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ryle. Great to see you. Welcome.
Still as quick as ever, Tommy.
Well, that'd be the new range of Tommy Bowles shoes available at the checkout on your way out there.
Oh, beautifully slipped in by Tommy Bowles. There's 30 seconds left. What have we got? It's a rugby nightclub, but it's just not an ordinary nightclub. Ladies, feast your eyes as you discover every man in the nightclub is Rob Kearney.
Yeah. You two on Vertigo's. Today FM playing the music you love. Hey, Bono, just do some yes to we finish the end. Got another 30 seconds of the sound. Just you keep going yeah there, will you? Yeah. Today FM, good morning. It's 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Sean O'Reilly's with us as well.
Hiya.
I was on Sean O'Reilly's Instagram last night.
How do you mean you were on it?
Do you know, like, on the internet, on the Instagram, on my phone.
You were looking at it.
I was swiping and I ended up on Shauna's stories. And Shauna had shared this, this is from Lad Bible, is it? Lad Bible?
That's the one, yeah.
And they'd put up a tweet asking the question, what shouldn't be embarrassing but is? What shouldn't be embarrassing but is? The original tweet said, finding your seat in the cinema. Which is definitely
mortifying.
But it's a reasonable thing.
Everyone does it when you go to the cinema.
This is it. You're just going to your seat in the cinema. But it's embarrassing.
You're stumbling around. It's terrible.
What shouldn't be embarrassing, but is, Shauna then had, opening or closing the window on the bus.
Oh.
You're right.
I did it yesterday.
But it's a kind of on public transport. It's that slammy sort of window.
They're really stiff and they make a big noise whether you're opening or closing and people jump on the bus.
Everyone looks. Like, Jesus, what's your woman slamming the window for?
Is it just me or is this also embarrassing for everyone? Saying I love you to your partner on the phone when there are other people around.
Oh,
because they know that you love them. Everyone else knows that you love them, but you can't say it out loud for some reason.
It doesn't make it easier though. If it's me, if I'm in earshot, I'll go to JP.
Yeah.
I love you. But of course he loves her. He's getting married to her. They've been together for years. I love you. You love me.
Another one. When I'm in a shoe shop and I see a pair of shoes that I really like, take them off the shelf, go up to the person, say, hey, do you have these in a 10? They ring them back after 5 minutes, searching around in the warehouse in the background, come back with them, try them on. Now, I've already admitted I really like them and I do want them in a size 10. But now when they're on my feet, I don't like them. So I have to hand them back and go, yeah, because they always say, oh, do they fit you? Because if they fit you and you like the way they look, you should just buy them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, no, they do fit well. I just
don't want them now.
I'm not sure, so handing them back slowly.
I'll be back for them in a while.
Exactly, I might be back later on. I'm doing a bit of shopping.
I'll be back in a while. I'm just
browsing. I'm just randomly trying on shoes.
Yeah, thanks for wasting my time, bud.
Mine is, if I'm too slow, good moving at the lights, and the person behind me has beeped.
Oh.
Like, not even a big beep, but even just a little boop. Like, hey, you fool, you're taking too long. I'm like, beep. And you go, oh, jeez, oh my God. Mortified.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely mortified. So you zoom off at like 250 kilometres an hour just to get away.
Ian Dempsey Breakfast
Show. I'm so embarrassed.
The all-new Dacia Jogger.
Tom Grennan and a little bit of love. This is Today FM at 26 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning. Thursday, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you. Mass has ended. Let us offer one another a sign of that peace. So things that are embarrassing that shouldn't be, like normal run-of-the-mill things in life, in your day, that shouldn't be embarrassing. Just normal things, but they turn out to be the most embarrassing. I was thinking of overtaking someone while walking in the street.
Yeah.
Speeding, you're flying along then to try and...
try and get around them.
Yeah.
And if it's just the two of you walking along, you kind of feel... What do I acknowledge you or do I just...
Are you conscious then once you're past that person that you also need to maintain that higher rate of speed?
Yes.
If they catch up with you, then it's like, what's going on here?
Mortified. Also, we knew someone years ago who would be mortified and embarrassed just in the process of eating in a restaurant, like ordering anything from a waiter or a waitress. They would order like, could I just get the chicken then? Can I get some chips as well?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I don't have a knife and fork. Could I? I mean, I'd get it myself, but could I? I mean, you're the waiter. Could you bring me a knife and fork? And maybe if it's, I mean, oh God, I'm so mortified. Maybe some tomato sauce as well. Mortified. 0874-100-102.
Murph has a classic, right? Buying toilet roll. We all need it, but still morto at the checkout.
Yeah, okay.
You're over that one.
I'm fine with that. I mean, everyone's the same.
Alice says,
go on.
Reversing into a car space and causing a traffic jam behind you, especially if it takes two or three goes. Sometimes you just give up.
I'm
too much in my head. If we're parallel parking, I mean, I'm not even going to try it.
And this is what I feel every time. Leah in Galway says, getting something out of your bag from the overhead locker on a plane.
Oh,
if you have to get it back out of the bag, you're absolutely embarrassed. It's like, you want to die?
In the middle of the flight.
Yes.
Yeah. No need for it. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot my headphones. I left them in the bag. I'm not getting
it. And you're thinking about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm going to leave
them
there.
When am I going to do it?
I'm going to leave them there.
How quick can I do it? Let's plan this process out.
Is there a physical thing, some sort of a physical thing about being exposed, like standing there in the aisle and putting your hands are above your head?
Oh.
And people are looking at...
Your T-shirt is coming up.
Yeah, the T-shirt riding up a little bit. And there's the overhang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, JP. More on shopping, actually. John's over there, John.
Well, lads, mine has to be when you're at the self-checkout inside the shopping centre, whatever, and you've only about four items. And next thing, one of them doesn't scan. Oh. You're like, oh, come on, just scan, please scan, just scan.
And you're just waiting for someone to come over and... Sorry, could you... I'm sorry, but could you... The light is flashing. She's busy. She's doing something.
You're waving your arm going, hey.
Assistance needed.
The other one is, if you've only got four items and one of them is a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I'm just so you know, I'm not an alcoholic.
I'm over 25.
They push the button. It's like, customer is clearly over 25. There's no need for the emphasis on clearly. You could just say the customer's over 25. Clearly he's over 25. Look at the cut of him. He's either over 25 or he's had way too much to drink.
Today FM's travel update with itsforwomen.ie. Source your car insurance anytime. Online with It's For Women.
There's loads of coming in. 0874 100 102. Anya was on the parking spaces as well. Anya?
When the car park's busy, especially around Christmas, and you go back to the car with your trolley, leave off your groceries... People keep getting excited thinking they have a space, putting on their indicator, sitting, waiting, and you have to let them know that you are going back into the shop. You're not finished shopping and there's no space available.
Yeah, they hate you and you're mortified. Mark, what's happening in traffic this morning?
Looking at Dublin to start.
And Sharon and eyes closed. This is Today FM. It's 23 minutes to 9 o'clock now. Good morning.
Believe.
Welcome to Thursday. Ray's my name. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
John is in the house.
Hiya.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Happy Star Wars Day, everyone. Come on, let's get funky.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody now, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Nothing but stars. That's right, it is Star Wars.
Stars.
It is Star Wars Day today. And we're mixing up in our Zurich competition. JP's got an incredible Star Wars idea to Star Warsify it for the day that's in it. Let me have a chat with our contestants. Right. Tony should be over there, I think. Tony?
Hi, good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Drogheda.
Drogheda? Only up the road. And what are you doing today? Anything special?
No, just normal day, just getting ready for work, working from home today.
Okay. You work online, do you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. A couple days a week working at home, then working in the office last week, yeah.
All right. Where's your office? Is it in Drogheda or is it in town?
It's in Swords.
In Swords, all right. Only in the road. Grand, cool beans. Yeah. Do you want to give a shout out to anyone this morning?
I just say hello to my family, my wife, Fiona, and son Nathan. They're getting ready to go to school, so.
All right, getting ready, get them out the door. And are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, we're big Star Wars fans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you could be pretty good on this. Right, you stay there for me, Tony, one second. I have Evelyn over there. Evelyn, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, madam. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
No, I'm not.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Okay.
I don't know if you necessarily need an awful lot of Star Wars knowledge, actually, for the quiz. You'd be all right. You'd be grand. We've got an incredible prize. Actually, hang on a second. Shout outs for you, Evelyn. Who do you want to say hello to?
Just my three kids, who I'm getting out the door there now. Just two.
What are their names?
Mia, Dara, and Sian.
Where do you live?
In Fermoy.
In Fermoy. Oh, beautiful. Right. Well, hi to the gang then this morning. Get them out to school. Get an education. Yeah. Well, we've got a trip to New York City for you guys. We're doing a draw tomorrow. We want to get one of you in the draw. Three nights accommodation, a 4-star hotel in New York, return flights from Dublin to NYC, the NYC World One World Observatory. All with thanks to Zurich Insurance. They have a wide range of options for home and car insurance to suit your needs. Zurich.ie. Here's what we're going to do. I'll hand you over to JP.
Thank you, Ray. So we've a list of five names, okay? You have to tell us if the name is of a Star Wars character or an IKEA product.
What?
I have a list of five names, okay? You have to tell me if the thing on the list is the name of a Star Wars character or the name of an IKEA product. You get a point for each correct answer. Most points wins.
Is it IKEA or Star Wars?
Correct.
All right. We'll go ladies first. Evelyn, we'll start with you. Are you right?
Yeah.
We've got five items. You tell us if it's Star Wars or IKEA. Let me get me dings, actually. Hang on one second. Here we go. I've got to get me dings. One second. You don't mind waiting. Hang on.
It's fine.
There's me dings.
We're going to do this by the book.
By the book. Evelyn, your first one. Is it IKEA or Star Wars? Hilda Gunn.
Star Wars.
Is wrong. It's IKEA. It's a dish towel from IKEA, the Hilda Gunn. She does sound like she could be a scary stormtrooper, though, in Star Wars. All right, next one. Mace Windu.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is right. Jedi Master, played by Samuel L. Jackson. Next one. Adelston Mortar.
Oh, IKEA.
IKEA is right. It's a mortar and pestle for grinding things up. You got 2 out of 5 so far. Here we go. Sarlacc.
How is it again?
Sarlacc. S-A-R-L-A-A-C. Is it from IKEA or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
It's from Star Wars. That's right. And one more. Ahsoka Tano. I'm going to have to
IKEA.
Push. IKEA is wrong. Ahsoka is from Star Wars. She's a Padawan warrior from the Clone Wars, don't you know? Evelyn, you did great. You got 3 out of 5. That's a very solid score. Tony, you ready?
Yep, let's go.
Your first of five. Blanda Matt. Is she in Star Wars? She's not. She's from IKEA and she's a bowl. Blanda Matt. Next, Tony. Vindrik Ning. Is he a general in the Imperial Forces? Vindrik Ning.
Yeah, Star Wars, yeah.
He's IKEA. Oh, he's an air quality sensor from the Vindrik Ning.
Yeah.
Is Bib Fortuna Star Wars or IKEA?
Star Wars, definitely.
You're right. Jabba the Hutt's right-hand man. Plo Koon. P-L-O-Koon. K-O-O-N.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is right. How many have we got so far?
Two.
And your final one. Saxborga jar. Saxborga jar.
IKEA.
IKEA is right. And do you know what? It's a jar. The Saxborg jar.
It's in the name.
It's a jar. Do you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put them both in the draw tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Well,
this is
a draw. Well done. Well done. They're both in to win. There'll be the New York prize tomorrow. Rather than going for a tiebreaker and all that nonsense, you're both in the draw tomorrow for the trip to New York City. Well done, guys. Woo! Listen, lads, thanks so much for coming on the Star Wars Day. Have a lovely day. Thanks. And have a nice one.
Thanks, babe.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Have a nice one.
Can somebody plug Ray in? He's running low. He's on one bar.
IKEA. IKEA meatballs. Have a nice one. Sweden.
Can we get a coffee in here?
Boba Fett.
He's gone. He's gone.
Star Wars.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With the all-new Dacia Jogger. Nice Ireland's most affordable seven-seater family car.
Did you have a nice one?
Your banter is just it's awesome.
It really is. You're doing nothing nice for the weekend. Have a nice one.
Oh, that hurts my chest.
Your final chance to get in the draw tomorrow morning, right here.
Dermot and Dave.
On the show today. Carl's Aloud and The Promise. Today FM playing the music you love. And that is our little broadcast for this morning.
4 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're done and dusted. Into the car, home to bed. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, though, guys.
What a pity.
Yeah. We didn't get to do Dick Springsteen. Where former Taoiseach and Bruce Springsteen superfan Dick Spring reveals his excitement ahead of the boss's upcoming Irish gigs in
Dick Springsteen.
We didn't get to do Dancing With My Thighs Closed. Where Dancing With My Eyes Closed singer Ed Sheeran tells us he doesn't like to move his legs while dancing. He mostly moves his upper body.
From the waist up.
Yeah, I've seen that actually. Dancing With My Thighs Closed. And we didn't get to do Dancing With My Flies Closed. Where eyes closed singer Ed Sheeran tells us he always, always, never fails to check his jeans are zipped up before he hits the dance floor. In Dancing With My Flies Closed. Dermot and Dave are on the way next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.